than hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
This is Bob Fitrakis bringing you the other side of the news on WGRN 94.1. This is Bob Fitrakis bringing you the other side of the news on WGRN 94.1. And in a rare treat, I tracked him down in a cave in Bavaria. I'm not sure how he got there. But Dan Dugan, the lost co-host. There's going to be an episode on the History Channel along with the Curse of Oak Island. Mr. Dugan has been found, and he will be discussing his life since the pandemic. Welcome back, Danny boy.
Yeah, yes, Bavaria is very strange during the pandemic, because believe it or not, pandemic means it's like everywhere, and well, seemingly it is, although not as much in Canada or Australia or New Zealand. Although actually Australia is pretty bad, but New Zealand and Canada stand out as good countries, and the United States and our pals Brazil and India are still top three, right?
Yep.
Still battling it out for number one.
Indeed, and I was looking for you in Ireland. That was the problem.
Matter of fact, Bob, I've been spending a lot of time during the pandemic. Since there's no longer cable in my Bavarian cave, I've been reading a lot, and I've been reading a huge book of Irish history, modern, 1600 to 1972 by a guy named Dr. Foster. And it's, one tragedy after another. If the English aren't messing with them or the French aren't letting them down, then they're after each other. You know, it's the Irish. But I keep hoping things will get better for the Irish in the 1800s, but it doesn't seem like it's going to work out that way.
I think I studied Irish history in the 1800s. Actually, it was British history, but it had an Irish segment. And all I remember is a bunch of Irishmen gathered in a pub on Sunday, and then there was a rebellion. I mean, it was like history, the potato famine.
Pretty close.
But there was a fair amount of rebellion.
there was a pub in every town, but same kind of results.
Well, the same thing that they had the American Revolution right against the British. Sam Adams, if you've ever been to Sam Adams Bar, they had those really long tables, which are good for plotting revolution.
Ah, excellent. Well, when are you going to get one of those? Right?
I've got more of a rounded table. But I promised to get one if Trump gets reelected.
Oh, boy. And that is something. We have to rely on the post office. By the way, as you really do know, I'm in the neighborhood. And as I offered that one day to go and protect the post the mailbox down the corner by the BP. There's one on Broad Street. And so, I've been keeping a close eye on it. It's still there. Just want everybody to know.
Yeah, but also, lucky they didn't take it out and shred it for scrap metal.
Yeah, exactly. But I have this feeling that if you bundle up the same way you do when you go to the Kroger, you can go to the polling place, particularly the early one, which has always been my favorite when it's been available, up on Morris Road, right?
Yeah, the BOE, the Board of Election on Morris Road.
Right. You can vote there. Correct, sir?
Correct. You can early vote there.
Right. Early and often, as we always recommend, right?
Well, that's Trump supporters. He told them to vote twice.
Yes. Well, Tammany Hall always told people, vote early and often, right? Wasn't that one of the adages of those Irish Americans?
It was indeed. In Chicago as well.
We will vote, and we hope that things will be cleared up by election night, but we doubt it, right?
Yeah, it's predictions that we're not going to know on election night. And, of course, there's something they're calling the red mirage. Is that sense?
The red?
It'll look like Trump is winning because far more Democrats will vote by mail. And hence, Trump will stoke the fires of conspiracy and resistance and try to hang on when all it is, you know, you have 10 days to count the ballots as they come in through the mail. That's what the Supreme Court says. If you got it in
okay.
the mail,
so,
you know, on election day.
Well, I really didn't know that. So it's a 10-day, because I was wondering, you know a lot more about these things than just about anybody that I know. And so you're saying 10 days for the mail-ins, right?
Yeah, because the post office is running 10 to 14 days on a lot of first-class mail.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But so that's okay. So that's the official 10 days. But I'm just wondering how long these things.
If you have a postmark which said you postmarked it, you know, by election day.
Right. Okay. So it's 10 days on that. But what I was wondering was, let's say Mr. Trump decides to initiate lawsuits. And as a matter of fact, I heard there are already more lawsuits concerning the upcoming election than anyone else, any other election in history. That's what I had recently heard. But so if either party were to challenge it, estimate, how long might it take? I mean, would we know by Thanksgiving? Would we know by Christmas?
Well, usually there's 30 days to certify an election at the state level.
30 days to certify, right. Okay. Right.
So the states, but in some cases, as you recall, Florida 2000, is that didn't happen.
Exactly.
And then there's a variety of other days. Like the state, even though it's past 30 days, if they get it in by a certain date in December, it's a safe harbor day. And their electors will still be counted. And then at a certain point, the state legislature can decide who the electors will be. So there's all sorts of strange constitutional options that could happen.
Okay. Right.
But
so
I guess if Biden believes he legitimately lost, he won't contest. If Trump loses, he'll inherently believe it was stolen from him, even if it wasn't, and he'll contest. So Trump...
Right, as he was, as he was going to do in 16. He said he was going to do it, but anyway, But so Trump will contest regardless.
Not only will he contest, he may call out militias, 3% militia, nationalists that are xenophobic and...
truckers, bikers, golfers, right, Bob?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to drop your clubs and run, too. Now, you know what? I've been thinking about this, okay, incidentally and coincidentally. I'm not so sure these truckers, these bikers, or whatever, maybe some of these crazy militia types, I just don't know if they really love him that much or they just don't like the liberals, but would they rally to him? I mean, is that what we're talking about? People coming out with guns to back
up? Yeah, just like they did down there in Bethel, Ohio. Remember when they showed up thinking Antifa was coming?
Yeah, I guess. Yes. Right. Well,
remember four biker gangs showed up to beat up Black Lives Matter local activists?
Right, the socialist Antifa activists who fly around in George Soros' private jet and go from hot spot to hot spot to cause trouble. Those guys, probably part of the deep state, right?
Indeed.
So, again, though, we were kind of on a timeline, and I've got a little sidetracked, but So there was a 30-day to certify what the Electoral College, right? Is that what
well,
that
the,
was?
30 days to certify the election, the November general presidential election.
Right. So let's just assume the polls this time are right and Trump loses. I'm trying to get a timeline. And as I remember, Florida went until where was that? It was after the new year, right? It was into January before Florida was completely cleared up and declared, you know, with the rigged court, the U.S. Supreme Court, which stepped on the state court of Florida. But anyway,
Bush v. Right, Gore, so, a pretty famous decision. They said that doesn't apply to any other decision. No precedent. 5-4
right.
Vote. No, let's give it to George W. Bush.
Yes. Yeah, because Gore had conceded to start with. That's the onus was on him. So,
he conceded and then he unconceded.
So to get some kind of timeline, we're saying it'll be January before we know, right?
Possibly, but most of the action will occur in, the first couple weeks of December.
In November, right.
Well,
but any kind of contested.
More like December if it's really contested. In November, they're still counting. Remember that you don't have to count mail-in votes until the, 10 days because you're looking for them to see if their postage is more than 10 days past the election day.
But if it has to go to courts, and I don't know how that goes. I mean, does it have to go through a certain circuit court and then, you know, up to the Supreme Court or what? How would that start if it was contested?
Well, you're listening to WGRN 94.1, the only place where we talk about this important minutia on the other side of the news. But here's, again, I'm Bob Dragas, and I'm speaking with my longtime co-host, Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side of the news.
But now residing in the Bavarian cave, drinking rainwater and eating ants. So,
chocolate ants could,
but no uncles. So you're saying at the very least it would be December, but what I'm wondering about is some sort of
timeline. Now it could easily go into January, but there'll be a lot of action in December where these states will try, there'll be these massive court cases, some in 2004 in Ohio, the challenge. And most of these are, was a state challenge. Moss v. Bush. And you know who Moss is? The legendary Bill Moss, the boss with the red hot sauce. Former school board member.
Yes, indeed. He was a cool boss with the hot sauce and the platypushing papa. That guy was something else. But nonetheless, so let me back up here a minute. So it would have to go through state courts, and that could be
generally the states run the elections, but you can appeal even a state court decision. You can appeal to the federal courts under federal law.
Okay.
And argue, particularly if constitutional rights are being violated.
Right. So let's go with this. Let's assume Trump loses. His first recourse through court goes where?
Usually it would go to the state. Just like, remember, Jill Stein recounted in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Pennsylvania, exactly.
After the 2016 election.
Right.
And then she ended up in all these lawsuits.
But so, again, this is what I'm trying to figure out. It has to go to individual state courts. So does Trump go pick a particular state, a couple of states, all 50 states?
Well, he's got to pick where he thinks he can prove.
Anywhere he can prove. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that clears up that. I mean, because I was just thinking he was straight into some kind of federal court. But again, you're saying it would have to be state courts, and they would have to pick which state or states to contest the election.
Decisions of the Florida courts were challenged in the federal courts and ultimately all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Right. But I'm just, again, I'm just trying to get a timeline, an idea of what kind of process we see, because I do believe that's where we're headed. And again, that's barring, and there's that evil, there's that name, bar. But that's saying that, you know, we're not in the middle of some civil war in the streets, with, again, which is the craziest of scenarios. But if it all works through the legal system, at some point in December, Trump would be in first the state court and then federal court to on his, perhaps on his way to the Supreme Court, or at least whatever the case would be, right?
Yes. And then if the states don't select their electors in time, then it's up, it could end up to the House of Representatives, where Trump would win because 30 or so states are dominated by the Republican Party. There's more Republican than Dems, and each state gets one vote. So
they vote for one state, really?
Each state gets one vote based on the amount of people, the amount of people that vote. So Ohio is dominated by Republican representatives,
right?
The majority of them. So we're assuming, although Kasich is a factor here, a former U.S. rep and governor, is all the representatives would vote, and whoever got the most, Ohio's one vote, whether it be Biden or Trump.
But there are more, Bob, there are more red states, even though total population.
Right, yeah, there's 30 of the 50. People. Yeah, 30 of the 50 states are red.
Are controlled by the Republicans.
Yep.
You're actually saying that it would come down to like a 30-20?
Yeah.
You know, and then just Puerto Rico's counted in somehow in the other territories. I don't know. So literally, that's how it would be decided, counting the states themselves.
Well, yeah, that's the ultimate tiebreaker. If the states can't pick the Electoral College slate, it then is left to the House of Representatives, which three times, of course, in the 19th century, the House picked the president.
Okay, right. But do those presidents have the majority with their party? Is that?
No, in some cases, Tilden had more, Andrew Jackson had more popular votes.
Right.
James Monroe and Rutherford B. Hayes had fewer votes, Rutherford B. Hayes of Ohio, than Samuel Tilden of Florida. So essentially, I mean, they can pick, they get a choice of picking from the top three candidates. Theoretically, they may be able to pick Howie Hawkins or the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah, theoretically.
Yes. Not likely to happen, but they'll pick.
No. Right.
From usually the top two. But yeah, there's nothing that says the one where, the popular vote only matters at the state level, whoever gets the most votes in 48 states gets all the electoral vote.
Okay. So we're not then working with electoral college totals. We're working just one state, one vote. That's what I'm trying to get clear in my head.
Only if the states fail to get their electoral slates certified.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. But they'll be certified, right? Okay. All right. Now I understand where you're going with that. I'm sorry. That's
well, there was data. Again three times in U.S. history where it did go. Okay. It did default to the House. It just hasn't right. since the 19th century. But again, there's been.
And if it defaults to the House, then we assume that Biden would win, right?
No. We'll assume Trump will win because if it defaults to the House, they'll vote by state. Each state will get okay. one vote.
Okay. All right. That is what you're saying then.
So Idaho's got three votes. You know, it's only got one rep, and he's red.
One rep. One electoral college head? What is that guy?
One U.S. representative. And I'm sure that U.S. representative in North Dakota and South Dakota are not voting for Biden. They would vote if it right. went to the House for Trump.
Okay. Well, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, because, so then, I mean, we have a loser wins model, right? I mean, Trump lost by 3 million votes, but because of the Electoral College, a leftover institute from essentially the racist South demanding more input for the states, which is what happens under the Electoral College model.
Wow. See, I debated the Electoral College way back in high school. And of course, you know, we laughed about how, well, this antiquated system will be long gone. Yeah, that was back in the 70s, of course.
Well, that's when you were wrestling.
I don't remember all those particulars. So again, one more time, you're saying that regardless of the outcome of the Electoral College, it could be contested to go to the House where everybody has one vote.
Well, if the Electoral College, if no one gets 270 votes, and that always happened with Florida, right? Because unless you can get your votes certified and in on time, you know, there's a safe harbor day if you get them in by a specific day in December, they will count your Electoral College vote.
Right.
That almost didn't happen. But in Bush v. Gore, it was suggested that the state itself, the state legislature, could pick whoever they wanted, or assign the votes of Florida or Ohio to whoever they wanted. And in Ohio, we have a Republican-dominated, massively dominated state legislature.
Right, right. But again, that's a scenario that we might not see, correct?
Yeah, but what we have seen in 2000...
No, I mean this time, Bob, just this time. I'm just talking about this election. So are there other avenues that Trump can contest if he loses?
Yeah, he can ask for a challenge or a recount.
And an Electoral College vote. How does he contest? Where does he take his complaint? How does that work?
Well, you could take it to the street with the bikers and the militias, which... You know, he's threatened to do, election challengers. There's some Trump supporters who are going to say they're going to have, you know, like the Brooks Brothers riot in 2000, where all the preppies, you know, stopped the vote count in one of the counties in Florida. They could go to key areas where states are close and try to disrupt vote count.
Yes. Well, see, that's kind of what I'm looking at. It's like I the whole scenario, a lot of old truckers, bikers, and golfers, you got to include them, because we know most of those guys are conservative. Anyway, regardless of who they are, you would suggest they would go to their state capitals, or they might all go down to D.C. to rally around the White House?
Well, they might go to the Secretary of State's office. They might go to key, as they did in Florida in 2000, key boards of election to stop. You know, I mean, where would you go in Ohio? Probably Cincinnati Board of Election, Hamilton County, Cuyahoga, and Franklin. right? Those are the big three, which would give far more votes to Biden than Trump. So if you could close them and keep them from certifying or not.
I see what you're suggesting. Okay. To keep them from certifying from that 30-day period. Okay. All right.
Indeed, right? That's delays.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But far more likely there'd be a presidential challenge to the vote in a state or a recount. Remember, we've had we had the Gore recount in Florida, and we had, of course, the Ohio 2004 recount where I was an attorney, and the 2016 recount in three states, the first multi-state recount, which I also was
and those are all for
Jill Klein. So
Stein, those were all samplings.
Pardon me, my friend Jill Stein.
Right. Are those samplings or every vote?
Those were recounts. Those were attempts to count every vote.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Ohio actually was a 3% audit recount. And the other three, the ones in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, both were, Wisconsin completed the recount, but they left it up to the Board of Elections, the county and the municipalities, because they register by cities there and townships. They left it up to them to decide whether they were going to simply run the ballots back through a machine or actually look at them and count. So only 49% of the vote was hand counted, recount. The rest they just ran back through the machine and got the same numbers. Michigan was halted at 25% with Hillary Clinton picking up votes. And Pennsylvania couldn't be recounted because 86-87% of the machines had no paper to recount. They were
right. Well, let's say we get a recount in some of these states, and Trump is still losing, and then do we have to go to the White House and force him to leave, like with bayonets or pitchforks, I think?
Yeah, it may, in fact, go ahead. I'm envisioning you out there with some pitchforks yelling, John Barleycorn must die.
Well, in Bavaria, in the cave where I live, if you didn't have a pitchfork, you'd be in big trouble. So anyway, but would you foresee, because I've heard people say this, what if he just says, no, I won, I ain't going anywhere, and I got my little army here, and they say you guys are wrong. I mean, I doubt that happens. I mean, my dream is
it's
maybe
a possibility. It's such a we only got 30 seconds left, but it's such a possibility.
Okay, well,
Harvey and I have just written an article that'll be out, and we argue what happens
we'll
then is
that.
The general strike. Is that
in the meantime?
Got
I want
to
him
shut
to
it
be
down.
Exiled. I want him to be exiled to Epstein Island. Is what I want, Bob.
Well, I'm hoping that he finds a little place in a cozy cave in Bavaria.
And he can have mine.
Finds a friend.
Good talking to you. Really enjoyed this.
All right, man. It's good talking to you, Mr. Dugan.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.